How do we break down stereotypes about each other? That's the question that has driven a Michigan State University journalism class to create a series of guides aimed at breaking down the myths and stereotypes about groups in this country. They're called Bias Busters, Guides to Cultural Competence. They're created by students. They're a series of questions and answers about African Americans, East Asian cultures, Native Americans, veterans, and other groups. Joe Grimm is the instructor of the seminar in journalism class, and he's with the School of Journalism at Michigan State. Joe, how would you describe the Bias Busters series?
Well, thank you for having me on, Cynthia. The Bias Busters series is really intended for people who have a sincere interest in other people. It might be somebody they work with, somebody who lives in their apartment building, somebody new to their family. And they have these questions, these very natural human questions, but they are afraid to ask them because they don't want to sound dumb and they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. So we step in and take care of that.
You know, I have to say, as I discovered Bias Busters Guides, it kind of reminded me of those wildly successful Dummies series, the yellow-covered guides to everything from personal finance to buying a home to U.S. history and everything in between. Easy to understand and impart knowledge without being judgy. Is that a fair comparison?
Oh, I love that comparison. We go with four principles when we produce these guides. And one of our principles is respect for the people we write about and the people we're writing for. So nobody who reads the guide is going to get to a place where the guide says, oh, well, that's a dumb question, or that's a racist thing to ask about. We take people as being sincerely interested in the subject, even if maybe the way they're phrasing the question isn't the best way.
Joe, along with the ones that I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, what are some of the other groups that you covered in the Bias Busters series?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're very excited that number 10 comes out, and it's 100 questions and answers about American Jews. We've done now two religious groups, American Jews and Muslim Americans. We've done several racial groups, Hispanics and Latinos, East Asian cultures, Indian Americans, Native Americans. We did that in collaboration with the Native American Journalists Association.
You've done veterans, haven't you?
Well, that's another one. We thought, you know, last year we were looking and we noticed that veterans numbered about 22 million people, which is around a peak. It's a lot of people, 22 million people. And we thought that veterans are very much a cultural group with their own experiences and training, even their own language. And we thought, you know, there's enough misinformation and stereotypes about veterans that they would work very well in this series. So, yes, last year we did a guide about veterans.
And who's the audience, do you think, for the Bias Busters?
Well, that's interesting. The audience for the veterans guide, for example, would be civilians. And the audience for the Muslim guide would be non-Muslims. Often, of course, people pick up a guide to read about themselves to see how they were portrayed. And sometimes they put the guide down and say, well, I didn't learn that much. Well, it's really for people who want to learn about them, not people who are sort of represented in that group.
Now, I know students put these together with guidance from instructors. How do you come up with the questions?
This is a very important and great part of what the students are doing. Their first assignment is to go out and interview people from that group and ask them what questions do they get, what do they hear about themselves, what do they think people should know about them. So, for example, on the American Jews guide, the students all went out and talked to Jewish people, and we wanted people from different streams of Judaism, men, women, old, young. And we wanted them to come back with the questions that Jewish people said people really should know about this.
So you're starting right there where you ought to with people saying, yeah, here's what I'm hearing all the time. Please help make these questions, you know, hopefully, in a sense, get answered so they don't live on.
Well, a lot of them hear these questions pretty often, so they know what the questions are by heart. And sometimes we take a stereotype and we flip it into a question. One of the interesting things that happened was when we did the Muslims guide, the students came back, they put all their questions together, and then one of the students remarked that She had talked to a number of people, said, you know, I just wish people knew how to say Muslim, because a lot of people say it wrong. And we thought, well, we'll make that the first question in the book. How do you say Muslim? And to answer that question, we wrote out a description of how to pronounce the word, but then we also added an audio file in which people of different ages and genders said Muslim, Allah, and Ramadan Mubarak. So a person using the book could play an audio recording that showed them how to say these words.
What's it been like for your students as they work on these guides? What are you seeing?
The students are captivated, fascinated, scared, because they have to have some real conversations with people who aren't always like them. I prefer to have a class that is very diverse, where we have some members of the group and a lot of members who are not in the group, because they might be the best source for questions and the way those questions should be framed, and they learn a lot doing this. But some of them are very concerned about embarrassing themselves or asking a question in a way that hurts somebody's feelings.
And the best antidote for that is a bias buster guide. What are some of the future groups we might hear about?
Well, we're working right now, and this is not by accident. We're working right now on a guide, 100 Questions and Answers About Immigrants to the U.S. And we've been talking to immigrants. We have a number of people lined up to vet our work. We always have a big cohort of allies who read what we do and tell us where we're not quite right or where we're missing something. And then in the fall, we'll do a guide on transgender people.
That's a fascinating approach, and I congratulate you on this, Joe Grimm, with the Michigan State University Journalism School. And you can actually search on Amazon for Bias Busters, and the guides are all linked together and easily obtainable. Joe, thanks so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I enjoyed this.